Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start the meeting. May I have your attention, please? I've never done this. In 20 years, I've never banged a gamble, huh?
Try it one more time.
One more time. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've never ever used this to get a meeting in order, but this is a classified people just yak. All right, we're here, ready, set to go. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Board of Education meeting for the West Covina Unified School District, May 13th, 2014. We call the meeting to order at 6:05 this evening, adjourned to closed session, came back from closed session, we're starting the meeting at 7:08. This evening we'll start the meeting with an invocation, unless there's somebody in the public who would like to do an invocation. I'll ask Mike Flowers to lead our invocation, followed by Cami Polis leading us in the flag salute. Will you please rise?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together this evening, Lord God. Father God, we actually let your will be done in all of our lives, Father. Not our will, Lord God, but thy will be done. Lord God, we ask you to bless this board, give us wisdom, knowledge, and direction which to lead. Bless our superintendent, our administration, and our staff. Lord God, bless our teachers, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God. And Father God, we say a special prayer for our students, our children, Lord God. Keep a hedge around about them, Lord God. We love you and we praise you. We ask you that in Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Please join me in the salute to our flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mrs. Muller?
Here.
Mrs. Nandler?
Here.
Mrs. Flowers?
Here.
Mrs. Shoemaker?
Here.
Mrs. Sillard?
Here.
Mrs. Chapman?
Here.
Thank you. This evening we met in closed session, and we have two actions that I need to report and take action on. First item was in closed session, the board took the following action by a vote of 5-0. The board took action to approve a settlement agreement relating to the OAH case number 2014-020631. And it was moved by Cami Polis and seconded by Mike Flowers. We also received information in closed session regarding an expulsion item. And in accordance with Education Code 48918J, the board will take final action in open session on the expulsion matters as described in item A of the closed session agenda. With regard to the recommendation to expel student number 184682 for violation of Education Code Section 48900G, is there a motion? Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you. It was moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Mike Flowers. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion passes 5-0. All right. And before we get to the good stuff, now we have more good stuff. We have two public hearings scheduled for this evening. The first item is a public hearing declared open at 7:11. For the purpose of hearing public testimony regarding the Common Core State Standards Implementation Funds plan that we will be discussing tonight. Is there any testimony or any other comments from administrative staff or the public with regards to this, as regards to the Common Core State Standards Implementation Funds plan?
Mr. Cox, yes. On your table, all the board members had a copy of the West Covina Unified School District plan for these funds,
okay.
And it was left in the office for the public. These are the proposals for what we will be doing with the funds. The funds are only allowed to be spent on professional development, instructional materials, and technology. You can see that our plan has close to $1 million in technology. for us, about $500,000 in professional development, and there's examples listed there, and then about $400,000 in instructional materials and supplemental materials.
For a grand total,
$1.855 million.
All right. Is there any comment from the public? Hearing none, and
Thank
being
you.
No further comment, this public hearing is hereby declared closed at 7:13. We have another public hearing with similar type items regarding the education protection account. Is there any comment or anything here? Thank you. This meeting, I'll declare this open. This meeting open at 7:13. Go ahead.
Okay, the public hearing is for the education protection account. It's part of Proposition 13. Some of the money that we receive from the state is in the form of the EPA or education protection amount. Need to have a public hearing on how to spend that money. Anybody wishing, it's really not new money, it's just reallocated money. Anybody wishing to submit written comments needed to do so to my office by today. I did not receive any written comments, and but that doesn't mean people can comment on it. The funds can only be used, or the funds cannot be used on administration, but we need to show how these funds are used. The funds total $8.6 million, and they're used for teaching salaries.
Okay. Are there any comments from the public? Hearing none, seeing none. Without further comment, the public hearing is hereby declared closed at 7:15. Next item on the agenda is the mini grant program by the West Covina Rotary Club. And this evening we have representatives from the West Covina Rotary Club, including Phyllis McDonald and the president, the esteemed president of the West Covina Rotary Club, Thomas Allison. And does anybody else from the Rotary Club want to be recognized? some of you might recognize this guy. I think he used to do something at the school district. You might. Jim Mandela.
And
Debbie Kaplan. Thank you. All right. Thomas, you going to take over? No, Phyllis, you going to? Or you want me to? Take over. You're gonna take. You want to? I'd like somebody to talk about the program a little bit, and then.
In 1985, a gentleman came to our Rotary Club from Minneapolis, and he had worked on a project where they gave grants, small grants, to teachers, and the object of it was it was a competitive grant that teachers wrote for this money, and then it was given to the teachers. And we in our club thought this was a really good idea. So we adopted this particular program in 1985, and we've been giving out mini grants every year since then. Some of them, some years more, some years fewer. It depends upon how much money we're able to raise during the year for that. It's my pleasure to be the chairman of this particular project in our Rotary Club. It's, you know how once in a while you have something in your life that's a passion? Well, teachers are my passion, and education was my passion, still is. If I would have to get up early in the morning, which I really hate to do, I still can't think of a place I'd rather go than to a school. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this evening, this year we are able to provide 20 mini grants for the teachers in the West Covina School District, and I see that there are quite a few of the principals here tonight. I know it's not specifically for the mini grants, but I think it's very great that you're here to support not just the classified people, but your teachers too. This is Thomas Allison. Thomas is our president this year, and he he is anxiously waiting to get thrown out.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
Anyway, instead of just turning over the responsibility from one person to the other, we have a party and we throw out the old one and then we bring in the new one. And so that's his throw-out party is in June.
Okay. Would you like me to read the names out? Do you want me to read the names, or are you going to do that? Okay. All right.
And what we'll do is they're in alphabetical order. So Steve will call the school and the principal, if the principal is there, and then he will mention the recipient from the school and the title of the project that that person won. And I have the money. No. Thomas has the money.
Okay.
Forgot
he's
got the money.
Thomas
is the man.
Make sure to give it to me before.
It's easy for me to lose the money. And then I also have programs for those people. People aren't here tonight. We'll make sure that they get a copy of the program. Okay?
Right. So from California Elementary School, Lori Wilds, principal, Santiago Luna. The RC Club. Yeah. The Remote Control Club. Thank you. Okay. From Merced Elementary School, Gordon Fitzer. And the mini... Oh, that could do like an Academy Award. And the mini grant goes to Marianne Lawson for her Traveling to the Future. And Kathy Takayama, Arithmetic. Arithmetic.
Oh,
there we
wow.
go. Yeah.
Wow.
From Merlinda Elementary School, Sonia Gonzalez, principal. And the award goes to Mary Gear, Math on the Moon. And for her program, We Are the Writers, Melissa Kuhn. And for her program, Kinder Scholars, Expanding the Library, Lucy Lopez. For her program, Expert English Learners. That should be interesting. Veronica Pignon. And for her Shake It Up Science, Stacy Zagurski, who I understand is not here either. For rookie readers for reading readiness, Robin Zaleya. From Monta Vista Elementary, Lilia Gonzalez Gomez. for her hands-on with Cuisinaire rods. Oh, that's interesting. Lisa Matos. From Orangewood Elementary, Elizabeth Sims. For writing to communicate, Laura Perez Vasquez. And then, oops, excuse me, sorry. And then Brenda Hall. Oh, from Vine. I'm sorry, from Vine School. Laura here. There she is. And then Brenda's not here. From Edgewood Middle School, Mark Trovatore, principal. For her Apple TV program, Margaret Dubell. Photon Light, Marco Gonzalez. And for a great course towards college success, Gabe Nichols. Thomas, get your act together.
Rehearse.
Oh, God, you know, heaven forbid. Holland Crest Middle School, Hector Galicia. Cindy here, but, just when you think you know, Cynthia Martin's program, I didn't see her, so. Oh, sorry. Walnut Grove, Rich Nabu. For choosing a renewable energy source, Maria Ariano. Lynn Carey for fitness stations. Kyle Chaw for add to our fitness stations. And Natalia Salinas for science exploration. Okay. Oh, she's making. Oh, good. And if I may, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to recognize the sponsors and those that help contribute to these programs and support of our schools and our teachers in this program. And as the members of the West Covina Rotary Club, including Dr. Arvin Lotzwala, Dr. Forrest Tennant, Ken Lund, Doran Barnes, Thomas Allison, Deborah Kaplan, David Alfaro, Drexel Smith, Frank Morgan, Art Barajas, Jim Mandela, Mary Ramos, and Phyllis McDonald.
Wait, can we get a picture of all the recipients with our Rotary Club members so for our website? This is right there. Everybody who was a recipient.
Can everybody come back up? Just wouldn't mind. Just
Mr. Allison, please.
Except for the lady that's pregnant, and she can just take and tug.
Mandela?
She can just, yeah, waddle.
Mr. Mandela?
Come on up.
I'm going to go up.
Then Phyllis won't be able to be seen.
You will be. There's no hope. Exactly. So you can remember those. Oh.
All right. I'll let you know.
Again, thank you very much to the Rotary Club of West Covina. Next item on our agenda is the recognition of the classified employees of the year. You? Me? Okay. Oh, okay. First, I'll say something first. I guess I should say something nice about classified employees. 20 years ago when I first started on the Board of Education, I became very, I was not aware of the extent that the classified employees do contribute. And going through the election process, we've all done this and become quite aware of the fact that many of the classified employees not only work here but live here. And this is a position that's a heart and soul of being part of the district, is to be a classified employee living in the district and continuing to work here. And there are support staff, support everything that we're able to do, and to that extent we're extremely thankful and grateful for everything that you do for the children of West Covina. So I'll be doing that. I'm going to keep this very top secret notation that apparently only two of us are aware of. But all right. So first we have from California School. We have the principals coming up. Okay. So Lori and Shelley.
Good evening. I'm honored to be here this evening to present California Elementary School Classified Employee of the Year. Our honoree this evening is an instructional aide in one of our special day classrooms. She's worked for the district for over 10 years, and for the last four been at California Elementary. She loves her job, and we love her. She enjoys supporting the students, and said today, every day is a new day. So it's very glad to have her there. She's also a mom of four whose kids have gone through West Covina schools. And in her spare time, she loves to help her daughter's cheer teams. So congratulations to Shelly Jekyll.
School.
Good evening. It is my pleasure to introduce Cameron's Classified Employee of the Year. She is one of our fantastic bilingual aides that help service our Spanish-speaking students whose Spanish is their first language. She is known as one of the hardest working people on campus and works to do whatever she can to help students and teachers. And she's been known to step in a time or two to help communicate with families when we need an interpreter. One teacher on staff shared, "Rose's dedication to her work inspires me and mine." So it's my pleasure to announce that Rose Soto is our Cameron Classified Employee of the Year.
Good evening. It gives me great pleasure to recognize the Merced Classified Employee of the Year. This one is a long time in coming. Kathy Whalen, our office manager, who simply stated loves people. Her interaction with the, you know, she's the face of the school. When people first come in, the tone is set by Kathy, and I often get positive comments about the feeling they get when they come into Merced, and I give Kathy a lot of credit for that. Also, I'm deeply appreciative of the fact that Kathy shares her snacks with me. She has a desk drawer that I often go into. Every once in a while, I give her cash to replenish it, but she keeps me nourished. But in any case, Kathy's a very dedicated employee, and we appreciate her deeply. I believe her great grandson is here. He's over there, back there. Okay, all right, cool. Kathy, come on up.
Good evening, everyone. It's my pleasure and honor to present to you Merlinda School's Classified Employee of the Year, Teresa Frager. Teresa, come on up. Teresa has been the cafeteria manager at Merlinda for the past 13 years. She's a wonderful supervisor of the cafeteria team and always has a positive attitude with everyone in the school community with whom she interacts. At any time of the day, one can find Teresa with a cheery smile on her face, like she has right now, speaking kindly and warmly to the students. She makes it a point to make every single Merlinda child feel special, often playing lively music in the kitchen, maybe dancing just a bit, and speaking to students in such a kind and patient manner, they even forget that they have just agreed to take and try different types of vegetables. Teresa is an outstanding cafeteria manager, there's no doubt about that. What makes her stand out, however, is the care, warmth, and sunshine she brings to Merlinda every day. And tonight, Teresa is accompanied by her husband and her son, and her daughter is studying for finals. Or taking finals, rather. Congratulations. Thank you.
thank you. It's my pleasure to introduce Al Calvio. Would you please come up, Al? Right over here. I have some, okay, there, describes it all. But I have some wonderful words to say about Al. I thought tonight I was going to write a long speech, and I decided that his nomination, actually one of the nominations I received, would sums it up best. So I want to read that. Albert Calvio, Mr. Al. It doesn't say here, but our little ones who can't say Mr. Al call him Mr. Owl. So, I, you know, when he's wise, I call him Mr. Owl. Mr. Al always takes the time to interact with the students in a positive way. He takes a lot of pride in this school and how the grounds are kept. Mr. Al is a dedicated staff member and extremely hardworking. The care and consideration he gives the students is shown when he gives them prizes for picking up trash and all the times he stops his day to ask them how they are doing. Overall, I think he is an asset to this campus and all the other staff because of his caring and positive attitude. And I just want to say that is true. All the kids at Monta Vista love Mr. Al. The staff at Monta Vista, we love him. You know, if you've been around our campus, you get to know Mr. Al. So when I was looking for a beautiful plant, you know, I thought, no, not roses, because then he'll make fun of me or something. But I thought this plant would be best. And when he walked in, that is the scent of jasmine that he identified. Oh. But if you see this plant, it's going all over the place. That's what Mr. Al.
Tonight, I'd like to introduce to you a special ed, moderate to severe bilingual aide who's only been in our school 1 year, but has made such a dramatic difference. Come up, Mr. Edward. Everybody do this. This is E. Mr. Edward is more than an aide. He's a teacher, a mentor, and a friend. He's a professional and holds his duties high and with great honor. He has brought our most needy students leaps and bounds, and he's even learning and teaching them sign language. Some of our students were not able to communicate before the start of the year and are now communicating and learning. He is so loved, so awesome, so strong, and comes to school every day with a great deal of patience. Students, staff, teachers, and parents look forward to seeing Mr. Edward and myself every day. We all miss him when he's absent for training. Those long, long days without Mr. Edward seem to go on forever, and the students respect him and admire him and aspire to be just like him when he wears his superhero t-shirts. Open! I'm not done. This is all part of the plan here. You need to open that. Instead of saying goodbye to him each day, I ask, see you tomorrow? And he proudly responds, oh yeah. So Mr. Edward likes, just rip it, buddy. It's okay. He likes to wear all of the superhero t-shirts. And he asked me tonight, do I need to dress up? And I said, well, I think, yes.
Oh.
So, He has quite a few. I don't know if he has this one, but you are definitely our Captain America at Orangewood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Vine School. Glory.
Good evening. Before I introduce our classified employee of the school year, I would like to say a few things about him. Jim is our night custodian, and I've been in education now 20 years. So I know how easy it is for our night custodians to kind of just go and hide in the background. You kind of don't really know who they are, and you know, parents definitely don't know who they are. That's not Jim. I want to say probably within the first couple of days, I knew I hit the jackpot because I had an awesome morning daytime custodian and I had an awesome evening time custodian. Jim is very personable with the teachers. He will go out of his way to do things right then and there because they need something, and we don't always get that. He also, and I don't know if everyone knows this, he also dedicates some of his volunteers over at Merced. not because he likes you guys better, only because he has grandsons that go there. And so he helps out with a fundraiser that they do every year. And he still comes to our site totally perky after he's been up trying to carry around these, you know, ton gallons of coins. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Jim Rosenthal. And I would like us to say thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to introduce West Cove Classified Employee of the Year. She's really not the Classified Employee of the Year. She's actually the big boss at West Cove. Before I ask her to come up, we were all there this past Saturday, myself and about 10 teachers. She immediately asked me, "What are you doing here? And why didn't I know about it?" I said, "I'm sorry, Rosa." So that's Rosa. And I told her, I said, "We just wanted to, you know, prepare for open house and so on and so forth." She says, "Well, next time let me know." Okay. But she's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. She's our AM custodian. She's there first thing in the morning. She opened up the campus, and it is extremely clean. Oh, my goodness, extremely, extremely, extremely clean. And she not only focused on cleaning and keeping the campus safe, but all of our little scholars loves her. They come through the gate in the morning, "Good morning, Rosa," or during the day or at lunchtime, you would think, you know, she's there emptying the trash, but she's opening up cartons of milk, she's tying shoes, and they really look to her as a huge, huge addition to the staff and not just, you know, the custodian. So I'd like for Rosa to come up. And I really, really appreciate you so much.
And from
Good evening and thank you. It's my genuine pleasure to introduce this individual. She's an instructional aide in PE and hired her a few years ago. And her passion, her energy, her zeal, positivity is truly contagious within that department. Has an excellent rapport with students, just truly cares about kids, supports the PE department in a multitude of ways. That's her day job. In addition to that, she's also the Edgewood Middle School cheer coach, and that entails a lot of hours, a huge commitment. And when she's not doing that, she's also the Edgewood High School song coach. And when she's not doing that, she's a college student, and rumor has it she wants to be a teacher, so I think we could do a lot worse than after she gets her degree and credential to bring her on board as a teacher down the road. So Mrs. Veronica Olvera.
Good evening, everyone. Unfortunately, our classified employee of the year for Holland Crest Middle School had a prior engagement and couldn't make it for this evening. However, she is a Mrs. Pamela Clark. She's one of our special education instructional aides. She's been working for West Covina for, over 15 years, I would say. One of the things about her that I always see is that she's always actively engaged working with the students. Every time I walk into the classrooms, she's either helping them with reading or with writing tasks, with math. She's in the rec study classes, and she's also assisting them with other subject core areas as well. Another thing that I do appreciate of her is her passion. She definitely has the passion of working with the students, and that is reflective upon her behavior and her actions that she carries herself throughout the campus. There's a couple of things that I would like to mention about her colleagues. A couple of colleagues emailed and said, can you please say this about Mrs. Clark in tonight's meeting? So I have this about her. I says, Pam is hardworking and conscientious. She gives 101% for her students. She assists the staff in any way she can, and the students are her priority. This is from Mrs. Klotz. Another colleague said, the things that always stood out about Pamela to me are her smile and her kind demeanor. She has tremendous patience with all the children. And this is from Mr. Solis. And others said that she will be truly missed since she is retiring at the end of this school year. So I'd like to for us to give her an applause, even though she is not present at this time. Thank you.
Classified Employee of the Year this year is Ms. Cynthia Sanchez, our cafeteria manager. She's our Classified Employee of the Year because she just really cares about kids. She comes in early every day so that the kids can have their breakfast and things. If it's cold, she gets here even earlier because she said she doesn't want the kids to be waiting outside in the cold. She opens up, she watches out and supervises them. She sacrifices of her own time, health, and even money. She comes in whenever she needs to get things done. She almost had to be hospitalized for her to be able to go home and take care of herself. I've even seen her when kids don't have enough money. She's paid for their lunches herself. And she just does that. That's just the kind of person she is. Her thoughtfulness to just make kids' experiences of lunch, and if you know kids, the first thing the kids will talk about school is how their food is. On almost every survey, every time I talk to them. And so what Cynthia's done, when I first became principal at Walnut Grove, we only served cold breakfast. And the kids would always want hot breakfast. And Cynthia said, we've got to get the kids hot breakfast. And it took her a little while and things like that, but we have hot breakfast. We have menus that we're always trying. If the kids don't like it, it no longer is there. Cynthia makes sure that the kids' experience of school is as best she possibly can. She's moved to make the lunch lines more expedient, that kids get through so that they can have their own time, whether it's at recess and lunch. Cynthia's not only a model employee, she's a model person, who I'm glad to know and work with. She's a cafeteria manager that makes a definite impact on student achievement. I'd like to congratulate Ms. Cynthia Sanchez, our classified employee.
I'd like to ask Bertha Rodriguez to come up. Bertha's here with her daughter, Jeanette, and all her friends from Coronado supporting her tonight. Bertha is the attendance clerk at Coronado High School, but that title doesn't really justify all the things that she does. I had to make a list because there are so many. For our district, well, for the school, she handles the attendance, and she helps me with discipline. A lot of people think she's the assistant principal at Coronado because she's always helping with that. For the district, she is the liaison for the homeless for our whole district. She is the liaison for the foster youth in our district. She is the SART and SARB chairperson for our district. She does home visits to verify all addresses, or if a student is having an attendance issue, she goes out at 6:30 in the morning and knocks on their door. She not only verifies addresses, but she becomes the face of the district when she does that. She helps parents who are struggling with getting their children to school. Are you getting embarrassed?
Yes.
Okay. Please don't stand behind me. She is the face of our district. When she knocks on the door, she talks to parents who are having issues and troubles with their students, and she offers them support and guidance on what to do with these struggling students. Bertha also works with community groups. And principals, you get emails from her asking for needy families that need meals for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. And Bertha does all that stuff, working with the churches and with the community groups to bring meals to our needy families in our district. Through all those things that Bertha does, she stays grounded and she stays humble. And I'm very proud to be able to work with her and to also call her my good friend. So, Bertha, congratulations.
Yes, I'm back. But this time it's for Edgewood High School. So this individual has been invaluable with us building our school, building our program. To paint him with a broad brush, I guess we'd say he's the library technician. However, that's kind of the boring part of what he does. The media center truly is the pulse of the school, and it's because of him. Supports kids in a multitude of ways, but also supports our faculty members as well. He's been responsible for professional development opportunities for them, online resources, also the college-going culture that we established at Edgewood High School. He's been instrumental in that, from coordinating campus visitations and field trips, also coordinating opportunities for our kids to go to college libraries as well, kind of as that transition to college. In addition to that, we have the International Baccalaureate, the IB program. And so he's the extended essay coordinator for that, which is huge. And again, when he's not doing all of those things, he's also our track and our cross-country coach. And part of his mentoring and his coaching, you know, we've had kids compete not only here in the county, but also at the state level as well. Kind of quiet, unassuming individual, but he stands 10 feet tall in our eyes. And his scope of influence, his sphere of influence, is enormous. Mr. Russell Burroughs.
Thank you.
Melinda, come on up here. So I don't have a prepared speech, which could be a huge error, but I'd like to present Ms. Melinda Clark, Classified Employee of the Year from West Covina High School. I've had the pleasure of knowing Melinda for a number of years. She's we talk about the Bulldog family, and she's really the cornerstone of the Bulldog family. She's served in the math lab, instructional aid. When I got to West Covina, she was the registrar, which is a very difficult task, and now this year she served us as the office manager. I've known Melinda as a parent. I had the privilege of teaching her son several years ago. He's here, and he's graduating this year. Congratulations, Seth. She's a very proud mom. I know her as our office manager, and I also know her as my friend. And so we're all really proud of you, Melinda, and congratulations. It couldn't have gone anybody better.
Okay, from the district office. I see him.
We'll put them right here. All of them. There we go.
Good evening. It's my honor and pleasure to introduce the district office classified employee of the year, Ms. Tina Flores, who is the secretary for pupil services. Don't come up yet. Those of you who know Tina know that she's the ultimate professional and always professional, but I wanted some funny stories about Tina, and I've known her for over 10 years, but I really didn't have any, so I called her mom and I asked her to give me some stories from long ago. So I want to go through them chronologically. It'll only take a second. So she shared with me that when Tina was 5, no, I'm just kidding. Okay. But Tina Flores, you can come up anytime now. I won't embarrass you now. Tina has been the receptionist at West Covina High School, the registrar at West Covina High School, and is now the secretary to pupil services. And in any of those positions, Tina could have been the classified employee of the year. Tina is very caring. She deals with a whole lot of things coming from pupil services, and she does it very independently. I think Armando can attest, as a director of pupil services, and I can as overseeing the department, that almost everything is handled by Tina. Very few things get to our office. And she handles parents that need assistance. She does all of the inter-district attendance, the parent handbook that all of you have seen. All those things come from Tina. The things that, in my eyes, are the best adjectives for Tina is that she handles all situations with class, grace, and integrity. And that's Tina Flores. This is it. We have to move over here, though.
Thank you.
this next step, I'd like to ask Diane Bernhardt to come up here with me, please. Diane is the president of the California School Employees Association for West Covina Unified School District. And so I'd ask her to help me share in this honor. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to everybody that's here, family, friends, and colleagues of the Classified Employees of the Year. Without you and your help and your support, your friends and colleagues and family members couldn't have given what they've given. So I thank you not only for being here tonight, but for sharing this with us. The Classified Employee of the Year is a very special honor. You've heard what the other, their colleagues are and their others from the other schools and what they do. So to have been selected in this position is an extreme honor. And it's a great pleasure for me to present the award to Cynthia Sanchez.